This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for the week of Friday, July 15th to Thursday, July 21st. Tensions approached boiling point in Israel and Palestine last week, as Israeli settlers and their allies stepped up their campaign against the government's Gaza pullout plan. Armed conflict broke out between Hamas and Palestinian Authority forces, and Israel's ongoing campaign of assassinations, arrests and land grabs continued unabated. In Israel, all eyes were focused on the Negev desert area adjacent to the Gaza Strip, where tens of thousands of ultra-right-wing activists gathered for a mass march to protest Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to evacuate Israeli settlers from the Gaza area next month. Settler leaders had predicted that some 100,000 people would join their multi-day demonstration. Israeli police, however, declared the demonstration illegal and blocked buses trying to ferry protesters to it, even confiscating the bus drivers' licences. Despite the efforts of the police, an estimated 10,000 to 20,000 people rallied at the town of Netivot on Monday night and succeeded in marching from there to the town of Kfar Maimon, where they set up a camp in preparation for an attempt to reach Gush Katif, the main Israeli settlement area in the Gaza Strip. But Israel sent an estimated 40,000 police and soldiers to surround Kfar Maimon and keep the demonstrators from entering the Gaza Strip. By the end of the week, most of the protesters had dispersed, but Israeli army officials acknowledged that at least 600 anti-pullout activists may have eluded the troops and slipped into Gaza to join their comrades in Gush Katif. Despite the demonstrations, which were among the largest and most bitter in Israel's history, Sharon insisted that the government will proceed with its plan to evacuate the settlers from Gaza and four small settlements in the northern West Bank on August 15th. On Wednesday, the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, voted down a move to postpone the disengagement for a year. The bill, sponsored by religious parties and the ultra-right, was defeated by a margin of 69 to 41, even though several prominent members of Sharon's own cabinet stayed away to avoid the vote. Meanwhile, the week was marked by sporadic armed clashes in Gaza City between Palestinian Authority's security services and armed activists from the Hamas movement. The conflict erupted last week after Hamas activists stepped up the firing of mortars and homemade shells known as Qassams at Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip and adjacent towns. Sheikh Hassan Youssef of Hamas said that the shelling of the Israeli settlements was in response to the Israeli violations of the declared ceasefire.
The shelling is in response to the Israeli violation. We have committed ourselves to the truce 6 months ago. However, we cannot stand still while there are around 7,000 Israeli violations to the ceasefire.
But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, under pressure from Israel and the US, vowed to do his utmost to stop the shelling. Fighting began when Palestinian Authority police attempted to stop a car carrying Hamas activists who were believed to be planning another attack. By the time it was over, three Palestinians were killed, more than 20 injured, and several armoured vehicles recently given to the Palestinian Authority by Western countries had been burned. Egyptian diplomats and intelligence officers stepped in to try to mediate the conflict, but at the week's end, tensions remained high. Citing the conflict among the Palestinians, Israel massed troops and tanks on the borders of the Gaza Strip and threatened a full-scale intervention. Israel also took advantage of the situation to resume its campaign of assassination against Hamas leaders. Last Friday, Israeli warplanes fired missiles at two Palestinian vehicles, one in the Gaza Strip and another in the West Bank, killing at least eight Hamas activists. On Sunday, the Air Force also fired at least two missiles at a car in Jabalia, in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, in an unsuccessful attempt to kill two members of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas. In addition, an Israeli sniper shot and killed Zayed Sayem, a 32-year-old Hamas member, as he stood outside the door of his house. Israel also shut down border and trade crossings into Gaza, preventing even Palestinians with the required permits from reaching their jobs in Israel. And for several days, Israeli soldiers closed the main checkpoints within the Gaza Strip, dividing the area into three sections and preventing residents from travelling among them, a tactic the Israelis have resorted to only rarely since the Palestinians declared a truce on February the 8th. On Monday, when a group of cars that had been blocked for hours at the Abu Holi checkpoint attempted to force their way through, Israeli soldiers opened fire, hitting a 14-year-old Palestinian boy, Roteb al-Masri, in the chest. The boy died later in a hospital. On the West Bank, meanwhile, Israel continued its campaign of repression. At least 17 Palestinians were arrested on Friday after the army conducted house-to-house searches in several cities, including Hebron, Bethlehem, Nablus, and Qalqilia, and surrounding villages. On Tuesday, an Israeli SWAT team killed two leaders of the Islamic Jihad movement in Al-Yamun village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The army claimed that the victims, Ibrahim Taha Abarha, 32 years old, and Warid Muhammad Abarha, 31, were responsible for many attacks carried out recently against settlers and soldiers in the Jenin area. On Wednesday, soldiers supported by armed vehicles invaded the town of Al-Thahira, near Hebron, and broke into dozens of homes and stores. Israel also continued its efforts to extend the separation wall in the West Bank and to crack down on activists demonstrating against it. On Wednesday, the authorities issued military orders confiscating hundreds of acres of Palestinian-owned farmlands in the east of Hebron in order to build the wall there. Two more demonstrations against the wall took place during the week at Beilin, a village near Ramallah that in recent months has led the non-violent resistance. Last Friday, dozens of residents and Israeli and international peace activists conducted a peaceful march, but were attacked by Israeli soldiers. Four internationals, 12 Israelis and two Palestinian members of Beilin's public committee against the wall were arrested, and four local residents and two internationals were injured. At another demonstration in Beilin on Wednesday, protesters chained themselves to barrels and seven placed themselves in a pipe in an attempt to prevent the soldiers from resuming construction of the wall. Soldiers attacked with clubs and gas bombs, and several protesters, especially those in the pipe, were badly beaten, while seven were arrested. From the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, in Beit Sahour, Palestine, this is Rachel Jones.